Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm. Thank you so much for being with me today, or if you're listening into the future and I'm talking to the future, thank you very much for scrolling through my backlist. I have this secret fantasy that one day somebody's going to scroll through my backlist, my back catalogue of episodes, so maybe you're who I'm talking to now. But anyway, let's get on with things. Now, I've had a couple of questions and I thought maybe I would spend this episode working through those, but I'm going to start with the first one because I'm so excited about it. The first question was, what am I doing in my practice at the moment? And it felt really nice to hear because I think, you know, it's just like kind of when you're counseling a client and then sometimes you get those clients who say, how are you? You know, it doesn't happen very often that you're kind of like taken aback. You're like, oh, that's really nice. Somebody asked me. So someone asked me what's going on with my practice. So I thought, okay, I'll give you a very quick overview of what's happening with mine. As you probably have seen, my business has just taken off. It's been completely in the digital space now. I don't do any face-to-face work. So this all happened with COVID, transitioned everything online. I've got two businesses. The private practice consulting and coaching business is sort of over there. And then over on the other side is, you know, counseling, shamanic healing, energy work, all of that sort of stuff. I love them both the same. It's like asking to choose which is your favorite child. I love them both for different things. They've both got different personalities, but I love them both the same. But the healing and the energy work and the counseling hasn't been getting much of my attention lately because I've really just been obsessed with building out my online services and everything for the counselors and the social workers and the psychologists and the coaches and everyone sort of in the allied health space. And as I was saying to you, on, I think it was in Wednesday's episode, now is a time for me really to be, and for you guys too, you know, when you're in the gap between creating and then waiting, there's a little bit of it can feel like a gap. And so this is the time where you want to be just refining the things that you've already put into place. And so that's where I'm at now. And so I've taken some products off market while I tweak them. And you know what? I am just having so much fun giving them a facelift. And it's like I'm getting to recreate them all over again, but make them even better. And one of my favorite things that I'm working on at the moment is, well, it was called the Private Practice Method video series, but it's called something else now. As you'll see, because I can't wait to share it with you when the time comes. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm bringing something that's, yeah, like version 2.0, right? It's an improvement on what I put out there first, because as I've said to you before, like the way I learn is by taking action. If I just sit back and I say, no, I'm going to wait until it's perfect and it's just right, da, 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 I don't learn that way. And in fact, I never get things done because nothing's ever perfect, right? And so for me, what I like to do is take stuff to market. I'll always test it and trial it. Oh, that's something else I want to tell you about too in a minute. I've got something else I'm testing and trialing. But anyway, back to this. So I put out the Private Practice Method video series, and that had been tested and I'd had great feedback for it and I'd made some changes. But since it's been out, It's been downloaded now nearly 300 times, which is big for me. Like, I'm super excited about that. There's 300 different people sat in their lounge rooms watching these three videos and downloading the workbooks and downloading the tools and giving me feedback and tracking their progress and getting results from it. And that is, oh, it's just the best feeling, right? Don't you find that too with the stuff that you put out there? But anyway, it's getting this whole big facelift. And so it's going to have a bit of a relaunch and it will still be free, but it's like so much better. And I'm obsessed. Like, I try so hard just to keep myself working. I love to work from 8 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. And then I give myself the afternoons off and I do that 3 days a week. And I do that 3 weeks out of every month. And in the fourth week, I just take that week off completely. And that's just my week to do whatever I want, which usually ends up being something like this, you know, tinkering around with content and making cool stuff and, you know, reading more about spirituality and alignment and everything. And oh, anyway, so yeah, I can't wait to get that out. And then the other thing that I was just sort of mentioning a moment ago, which I hadn't planned on mentioning, but I will. I'm testing something at the moment, which is like a 1 day program for people. So I think it's going to be so helpful and so powerful, and I can't wait to share more of it with you. I've got 5 women who are in private practice that are going to test it and trial it for me and give me some feedback so that I can make sure that it's going to be like super helpful and super valuable and, of course, super affordable, because, you know, everybody's at different stages of their private practice, and I really am hearing loud and clear that a lot of the people that listen to this podcast and a lot of the people that are in the Australian Counselors in Private Practice online group that I facilitate are at the beginning of their private practice journey. So I know, I'm hearing loud and clear that money is an issue. So of course I'm going to make this super affordable, because I want to help you create that abundance in your private practice. Which brings me to the main question that I wanted to talk about today. So there are 3 questions. I'll do the other 2 on Wednesday and Saturday next week. But for today, you know, I've been told that one of the biggest challenges that a lot of women are facing in their private practice is being overwhelmed with referrals. Oh my goodness, you know, guys, this is amazing. Congratulations. Do you know how many women in private practice struggle for referrals? So like, you're in a really, really, really good position. And I know it can feel overwhelming when, you know, the wait list is building and things like that. But do just take a moment to pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you know, I'm doing it. I'm running this private practice. But at the same time, I guess the coaching me is very curious about what's going on. Like, why are you actually feeling overwhelmed? And so I started asking these women, you know, well, what is it? What's going on? They're saying to me about their wait lists and stuff like that. So let's have a conversation about this. I guess fear comes up when you're getting a lot of referrals in and you're not quite sure what to do with them. And you're asking everybody for their ideas. But the thing is that people can only share what's relevant to their practice, really, you know, unless they're also a coach or something like that. And they've got sort of big picture, bird's eye view of everything, you know. But when people give you advice in Facebook groups, they're usually doing it from a place of really good intention, but it's also coming from their zone of genius, right? Their experience, their little bubble of the world, their experience in private practice. And no two private practices are the same. And so if you're leaning into advice that you're getting from people in these Facebook groups, I think that's where some of the issues begin, because you're not recognizing or remembering or aware even that their practice could be different from yours. You know, they might have a face-to-face practice, but yours is online. They might be in a rural setting, but you're in the city. They might have a different demographic. You might be in a low socioeconomic area, they're in a high one. So always remember to be so grateful for any kernels of practice, wisdom, and advice that are shared in those groups. But remember too that your practice is unique. And so you can't just do what other people are suggesting that you do, because it may not work. And I don't want you to have that experience. I want you to be successful in your private practice. So one of the things that's come up is there's this big fear of having wait lists blowing out. And I'm not sure where that fear is coming from. I guess what comes to my mind is you want to make sure that you have a process in place for your private practice that aligns with the vision that you have for your business and it aligns with your values, right? Your business is going to be successful if you believe in what you're doing and if you are on board 100% with what's happening in your practice. So if somebody says to you, I have a 6-month wait list, right? And somebody else says to you, yeah, I have a 6-month wait list as well. And you think, oh, okay, so it must be okay to have a 6-month wait list. I guess I'll have a 6-month wait list. And then you do that and it doesn't feel very comfortable for you. That's your body and your mind and your spirit telling you something isn't right, okay? And it's not that it's not right for those other women, right? It probably is. That's why they're doing it. But it's not feeling right for you and your practice. And so what I would encourage you to do is maybe reflect on what isn't feeling right about this. What's coming through for you? Are you feeling uncomfortable having people who need help now wait, you know, 26 weeks to get it? Is that what's going on for you? Is it out of alignment with your values of, you know, being prompt or getting somebody the support they need more quickly rather than waiting and things like that? So there's that to think about. The other thing to think about too is finding a waitlist process that is really going to sit very well, not only for your clients, but also for you. Something that of course is ethical and it meets your duty of care. But remember, duty of care goes two ways. It's not only about making sure that we prioritize our clients, we also have to prioritize ourselves, because if we're not looking after our own energy, then what are you going to bring to a session? And if you're somebody who is already feeling pressure because she's got a very big wait list, then how is that pressure impacting the way that you show up with the clients who are here right now in the practice today seeing you? Because it would be, on some level, it would be. You're probably not going to be entirely present because maybe there's part of you that's thinking, oh my gosh, when am I going to fit her in for her next appointment or things like that, you know? So find a waitlist process that's really going to work for you. And the way to do that is to connect back in with the things that are really important drivers for you, for your practice. So for me, I love being responsive. It's something that comes very naturally to me. I think almost all of my clients would agree that I get back to them very quickly most of the time. Of course, I can't when I'm in sessions or, you know, when I'm coaching or something like that. So, I mean, really the longest anybody would have to wait for me during the day would be an hour, which isn't long at all. Do you know what I mean? So that's one of my values. So based on that value, I simply don't do wait lists. It doesn't work for me. And because of my background and because of my beliefs, I don't do wait lists. So my belief, for example, is as somebody who went through it herself once upon a time, you know, I think it takes bravery to go and ask your doctor for a referral to a counselor, for example, or a psychologist or a social worker. I think that takes a lot of courage. And I think people often wait until, you know, they can't handle something anymore. And so going and asking for that help is like the last resort. And so I think when somebody's already at the place of, you know, last resort, and they get that referral, well, they have to go and have that conversation with a doctor, which can often be embarrassing. They can experience shame. They can experience guilt. All those kinds of things come up, you know. And then the doctor says, oh, well, here you go. Here's a list of places you can go to. And you ring that place and they tell you in 6 months you can come. Oh my gosh, I just couldn't wrap my head around. If somebody told me I had to wait 6 months for, you know, a psychologist or a counselor or a social worker,
I don't think I could handle that. And I don't, for me, a big wait list like that doesn't align with my value of being responsive, because I believe personally that if people are reaching out for help, they want help now, or they wanted it yesterday. There are other people who have wait lists for like a month. That might feel more aligned for you. But also think about, what's your intention behind having that waiting list? It's something that we often overlook. I think sometimes we think, I'll put a waiting list together so that I can keep my diary full and I know that there's always work there. That's probably going on for some people, though maybe we might not admit that. But for other people, they might be thinking, well, you know, I really want to help this person in 4 months or 5 months, and I can do that then. And I don't want them to go anywhere. I want to hang on to them. And somebody else might say, well, if I refer that client out because I don't have capacity, then that doctor might stop sending me referrals. And then what's going to happen to my practice? And so they're hanging on to clients out of scarcity. And what kind of energy is that bringing to your practice? And is that kind of the energy that you really want infiltrating? I don't know why I said that. Leaking into the practice. And it's probably not, right? I don't think that that's a desirable energy. I 100% believe in abundance, and embodying an abundance mindset to me in private practice is, if I don't have capacity to take a client on, I'll ring a colleague who's got experience or skills or qualifications or an interest or capacity or whatever in an area that's going to be matched to that client. And I will just make the connection for those two and wish them both love and light, because I know that when I've finished working with the clients that are in my diary, the universe is just going to send me more. It's never been something that I've stressed about. And I've never been one for having huge gaps in my diary or anything like that. So I think if you're holding on to big wait lists out of fear, you're probably not doing things with your client in mind. You're doing things from your own ego space, which is okay. But I think with that awareness now, it might be helpful for you to sit down and think, how is my scarcity mindset affecting not only how I manage my waiting list, but how is it affecting other areas of my business as well? Is it stopping me from doing other things like marketing or being visible or signing up for professional development or supervision, or what, do you know what I mean? Because energy doesn't have a beginning or an end, right? So it's going to be showing up in other areas of the practice, not just in how you manage your wait list. And outside of that, if you have that scarcity mindset, it's also going to show up in life outside of the practice. And so you'll probably be able to, if you're brave and willing, you might also be able to reflect on how you show up in your personal life. And maybe you'll start to connect the dots and see that there are actually patterns there where you are acting from that scarcity place. So anyway, thinking about that, but moving forward, for those of you who are aware it's coming from fear and scarcity, and it's, you're aware that having huge wait lists isn't helping you, nor is it helping your clients, that's great, because now you can start to put something in place that's going to support you and your clients moving forward. So what does that mean? Well, that means connecting a new policy, a new system, a new approach to wait lists in accordance with your one or two dominant values. Okay. So as I said, one of my big values is responsiveness. And so based on that value of responsiveness, you know, if I was to have a wait list that was responsive, what would that look like? Well, to me, those two terms are probably to some large degree mutually exclusive. So that's why I don't have one. But think about what your value is. And if your value is, I don't know, I was going to say care, but you can be caring and still have a wait list. So it's not a great example, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, I've made a couple of notes here. I'm just going over them at the moment. All right. So if you're going to come at a wait list from an abundance mindset, what would be going on there? Like, what would that wait list look like? It's probably going to be shorter, and it's probably going to have clients on it that are triaged,
and it's probably going to have clients on it that are triaged not only in terms of urgency, but also in terms of alignment with the values and the vision for your practice. So this is how we start to call in dream clients. So when you've got a big wait list, now might be a time for you to sort of review who's on it, see if they're still around, because this is the other thing. You're going to come to 6 months and you start calling people and they've probably gone off and found somebody else anyway. But start really having a look at the referral information if you've got any. I know sometimes we don't always get what the referral information that we need, but hopefully you've done an intake before you put them on a wait list, and see which ones are really dream clients and maybe start working with those ones and start referring the other ones out to colleagues who do need to fill their diaries and who do have that particular client presenting issue in their zone of genius and will be just a much better match. You know, that sort of behavior gets rewarded. There's always an abundance of clients. There's always an abundance of bookings. There's always an abundance of referrals. But if you're white knuckling it and holding on to everything out of fear, it's going to definitely have a big impact on your private practice. Now, the other thing that came up just quickly was about, consent forms and confidentiality and stuff like that. So there are people now, because people are, returning from holidays, yay, and they've come back and it's sort of toward the end of January, isn't it? It's the 23rd of January today. And so they're very excited because this is their time to go and start their private practice, but they're not sure what forms they need and where to get them from. And do you know what I mean? Everyone's got a form sort of thing. But I just want to share with you that because it's Australia Day weekend and I'm hugely patriotic, I love our country so, so much. You should see my house. I've got flags everywhere. I love, 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 love it. I have a private practice kit that's got a whole lot of forms that's constantly getting updated, and it's normally $47, but for Australia Day it's $27. How's that? I know. So you should definitely grab it this weekend, because even if you're not starting your private practice now, maybe you're going to start your private practice in a few months, you're still going to need those forms. And wouldn't it be better if you got them for nearly 50% off? Then, I mean, you're welcome to pay full price for them in the future. That's fine. But I think I would much rather that you got them for half price now, roughly. So I'll put the link to that in the show notes. And if you have any questions, they're all in Word format. So you can go in and you can brand them. You can edit them. You can put all your details on them. You can make them specific to your private practice. You can update them as you need. And you can always go back to this bundle. It gets, like I've added since I put the bundle together, it's had about 6 new forms added to it. So there's always a new form coming. So, and it doesn't cost you any extra to get all the updates, and all the upgrades. So they're all just kind of there. You would normally pay about $25 for one form, but in this, you get a whole bunch. Plus, you get access to a portal full of other free resources and stuff like that too, which is really, 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 really cool, right? So I will put that link in the show notes for you. I will let you go. Have a very happy weekend. Happy Australia Day, everybody. And I will talk to you later. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.